The shayla is like this very, very simple shayla, right? A homeowner gets a job done in his house by an electrician. The electrician comes over, he finishes the job for £50. And at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he's finished his job. He turns around to the homeowner and says, £50. The homeowner says, it's not practical now to pay £50. Can I pay tomorrow? And you know what? I'll pay £60 tomorrow. That was the conversation that I overheard the conversation. Very friendly conversation, and the electrician was happy. Okay, no problem. Tomorrow I get £60. Not bad. Let's say another £10. And the homeowner was happy. You know, the friends, you know, I'll throw another £10 at you. Yeah, so which issa should we begin with? What issa about? Okay, we'll start with Baltolin. Baltolin is number one. And that there's an issa d'oraisa of delaying, not paying a person who did the job for you. And the Chofetz Chaim said a beautiful lashon. You should know the Chofetz Chaim gives it. He wrote a chelek of a sefer about paying a worker on time. He just writes a beautiful one-liner. He said, I don't understand how, if people don't know this halacha, ha'im ro'iso, have you seen le'echad mi'Yisrael, a person from Klal Yisrael, shi'aniyah, that will delay, me'levorech al ha'shofar v'halulav at ha'layla, comes to Rosh Hashanah, have you ever seen someone delay, not blow shofar till the night? he waits till the second night of Sha'ani, he picks up the shofar, second night Yom Tov, it's not nageya, but adarav, kol echad mi'Yisrael, makdim, at the beginning of the morning, he gets his arba minim. Yeah, but Sameach has a so Vilu b'mitzvah zu she gamkem mitzvah zaseh d'oraisa, and there's also Lavin. Kamo misgaber hayetzah over there. The Yetzer Hara gets us and says, "Don't pay on time," because there's no difference to luluf and arba minim. So I think it's an amazing way of putting it. So number one is that there's a mitzvah zaseh of beimitiz and schore that he may have lost. I heard the word mechila over here. That maybe he's meichel. Maybe the electrician. It sounded a very friendly conversation. There was a mechila. That's a good point, and that you would have to have to get around the lav. Don't forget the Shulchan Aruch says the pasuk in this week's parasha. That's why it's negev. This week's parasha, Pasha's Kisei says b'yomitis and schore, and there's a lav. Yes, the mechila. If he agrees to it, that will get you around the problem of the lav. But you will have lost the asay of b'yomitis and schore. That's an interesting point. And as well, you have to know why was he meichel. Was it because he added another £10? Now he got the problem of a ribbis. If the ribbis was injecting the physic of him to be meichel, it's not so posh as called a mechila. Because let's now tackle the other problem that was going on in this conversation. Obviously, a very classical, casual conversation that took place a few days ago. And we've got an assay at hand, we've got a lav at hand, and we've got a derabonon of ribbis. What's the ribbis over here? The ribbis is, although there's no lending, but because there was outstanding payment that was required by the homeowner, £50, and the £50 was specified after the job, so he specified, please give me £50, once you mafarish, the Losh Hashanah, it's a bit of a sugya, some kuf samach sif dalet, and a kuf ein dalet, so it's a sugya there, and once you specify that I want £50, and you say, no, instead of paying £50 now, I'll pay tomorrow £60, that would involve an issa d'rabbanan of ribbis, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. I just thought I'd share with the audience just a casual conversation in which you have an issa of asay, a lav, and a mitzvah issa d'rabbanan just in one normal conversation.
Everybody in mind is going to give £50
and the problem is, there'll still be ribbis. Because the problem is that if it looks like it's coming from the outstanding
game today,
payment.
The game today,
that's fine.
I've got a lot to get through over here. If you would have.
Okay, I threw out the Olam, because again, this week's Pasha, all these Yisurim, I mentioned this week's Pasha, Ribbis, very interesting that I've noticed, back to the nappies, I'll be very brief, and I'm not going to be long, very brief, yeah. This is a Tesco one, right? The ones I brought the first night were all Velcro. Look at this, and Falk actually noticed it to me as well. Now this one has got two types of binders on the tabs. You open one half, look at this. This binder, this half, is half open. This is Velcro. You can see it's not sticking to me, it's Velcro. It will only stick to the other side. That half is Velcro, and this side is sticky. This is a sellotape style. That means they've put on one tab two types of binders. Half of it is a Velcro, and half of it is stick, that sticks. It's very interesting, I don't know why they do that, but some, again, we brought last time only Velcro, and we said that can be opened on Shabbos, no problem. And we mentioned some nappies which have got tabs which are all sellotape style. The Tesco style, I've got both, and Rabbi Falk actually picked up on this, and he said that there would be an issue opening this in a normal manner on Shabbos because of the part which is stuck, which is sellotape. Look at this, there's a sellotape. This is sellotape, right? So the sellotape part of the tab is going to be an issue of opening it on Shabbos because it was stuck by the company 6 months ago. So therefore, when you open it, that's going to be an issue. Therefore, if a person didn't open it from before Shabbos, then you should open it with your teeth. Open it with a shinoi, that would be okay to open on Shabbos if a person, and then put it on and use it for the baby.
And you bring it to the rubbish later.
No, that's always going to be a problem. Once you wrap it, roll it, and then you want to stick the tabs on itself to put it on the bin just so that it's neat, that's always going to be an issue. But even to open it for the first time, we said that the Velcro nappies are always okay. It's a type of binder which is always used for temporary. And then you've got the binder which is like elastic, which is sellotape style, which is a problem over here. And it's interesting that the Tesco ones, which are quite popular, are an issue to open on Shabbos. So it's worth doing it before Shabbos, or at least with a shinoi, that would be the way forward. I just thought I'd show you because it's taka, I saw it in the Maisa, a very interesting point. Then we saw a fantastic chiddush yesterday. We discussed the post-it notes yesterday, and we discussed that there's an issue with pulling it off the actual pile. And we're not going to go through the whole thing again, and with that, because yesterday we went through at length about the shayla, I think we're going to go straight onto the shayla of a plaster. It shouldn't happen to any of us, but if there's a cut that a person, a child, has a cut in a finger, and you wish to get hold of a plaster, a geschmack of plaster, to cover the cut that shouldn't be infected, you wash it obviously first, and then you want to cover it with a plaster. The shaila is, how would you go about doing that on Shabbos? And I brought here a plaster that comes typically in a box, which is a pair plaster. It's got two, it's a twin plaster, and what you typically do is that before you take one, you would separate one from another in order to deal just with one. Now that already has evolved in Issa of Korea. That's a very interesting point, which Rav Falk used to make a very big deal about. When it comes to Yom Tov, we know, yes, you can have a tea, you can make yourself a tea on Yom Tov, because we know there's hesitation when it comes to Shabbos. There's a problem with Bishul, and there's a problem with Boira maybe. But when it comes to Yom Tov, we know that we're okay. We're okay with Bishul for sure, but we're also trying to do it with a spoon and all that. But we know we're okay. So Rav Falk said, yeah, but hang on, tea bags usually come as a double tea bag. And then what you would do is you would tear and you'll divide the two tea bags one from another. And that would involve, and it's on Korea, you've got no hatter to do Korea and Yom Tov. That's just to remember when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and you want to have a tea, that's to remember you can't split it up, right? You can't split them in half. Okay, so the thing is, well, splitting the two plasters will involve the Issa of Korea. So that's number one thing to remember. Okay, next
how
one.
How are they joined?
Sorry?
How are they joined?
They were joined by perforation of some paper stack. So that would involve Korea. Second stage that you'd want to do, a paper towel. Yes.
If you're in an emergency.
Then you would have to make sure not to do it by the perforation. And although there should be a career that I've killed. The second thing you would want to do on Shabbos is open the plastic top from the bottom part paper, which is no problem on Shabbos because you're doing career in a way that's mechalkal. You've got no benefit from this, there's nothing. You've not done any tikkun to this. So that's going to be okay to open, that's not a problem. Look what you're left with. You're left with a plaster with two plastic shields covering the plaster so that it shouldn't stick onto any rubbish till you use it. So now what you would want to do is to pull off these two plastic shields and then place it on the finger, right? Place it on the finger to cover the wound. Now what I did there was by removing the shields, that would be an issue of Koyrea, the opposite, the reverse of Toifa. Toifa, we explained that when you attach two soft materials to each other via something which is sticky, that involves Toifa.
No Toifa.
So it won't be Toifa, but you're doing the reverse by peeling off.
Toifa with a plaster.
No. So no, only Koyrea. So when you remove the shield, Zatem the Poiskim, you've got an issue with Kireya. You're peeling off the shield from the plaster. Involves the Malacha of Kireya. There was a sewing taking place over here. When the shields were attached to the plaster, there was sewing taking place. What was the sewing? There was two soft materials, one being the plaster, one being the shield, which were stuck onto each other for longer than 7 days, creating a tefira in halacha. It's called a tefira. It's called a sewing. And therefore, by undoing it, by removing it, that would involve the malacha of kereya. And therefore, the priest can say, do it before Shabbos. You can't always do it before Shabbos, because you don't know there's going to be a cut from that Shabbos. You don't know. But a shinoi would help. A shinoi would help. Doing kereya with a shinoi, the priest are happy with that. Therefore, it's very important to know. Halacha number two is, number one is don't separate them. Don't separate the paired plaster. Keep it as it is, and just pull off one. And then halacha number two is take the shields off with a shinoi. That's called a shinoi. Without any problem, you take it off with a shinoi, no problem. Halacha number three to remember is that if the wound is at the top of a finger, you would sometimes go like this. Right? You would wrap it over your over itself so that some of the plaster wraps over the plaster, not over the finger. The finger's not as wide as the plaster, it would wrap around itself. Now, in Mitzvah Hashem, when Hashem is merapa the wound, a week later, and the child wants to remove the plaster, what's a typical way of taking off the plaster? Depends how long the lessons in class are. Maybe they'll unwrap the whole thing, but typically, you'll take off the whole thing, and it'll be already moldy, and you'll put it in the bin, and Shalom al Yisrael. Kuntos, on Shabbos afternoon, when you were helping out that child, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, putting on that plaster, and you wrap the plaster around itself, this part will never become unstuck. It will be put in the bin together with many other rubbish, and it will remain stuck. And you've done a tefira la'olam on Shabbos Kodesh. You've done a tefira la'olam. Although you don't intend that after it's in the rubbish, you care about that. That we did discuss. I let you know. This can be discussed. Do you remember this? Yes, but it won't help. The fact is, it will be downgraded to the Rabbonon. Yes, it does downgrade it to the Rabbonon, but an Issa has taken place. Therefore, the person say, halacha number three, your plasters. Yes, use your plaster, but do not wrap it round itself on Shabbos. You should know, Rabbi Yashav. Okay, I'm going to have to leave this for Rabbi Yashav. Sorry, I'm going to have to leave this for after. It's going to shmuck Rabbi Yashav. I'll tell you why. Because... okay, I want to miss the two. Because I'm not going to have time. Okay, but the mice is... that's right, yeah. Okay, so there's three halachas to... Again, three halachas to remember with plasters. Number one is don't divide them. If they come in pairs, don't divide them. That's kereya. Number two is when you take the shields off, remove them with your teeth. Because really the shield is considered a tefira, is considered sewn. Sewn in, it's not really sewn with a thread. But it's sewn in a halacha because you've got two soft materials attached. Therefore, remove it with a shield. And number three is be careful, don't wrap around each other. It can be quite difficult sometimes.
How would you do it?
It would be difficult. Cross it, yeah, you could do a cross. You could do two.
Cross finger.
Right there.
Yeah. Huh? You put that cross finger.
Yeah, you could do the other way, yeah, long ways. There would be a bit tricky.
Listen, guys, one question. When I do the tefillah, the reason is because if I intend to do it normally, that'd be okay.
Now, if someone could mention a very interesting point, can I have das that when I take off the plaster in 7 days' time, I will undo it.
Or 3 days' time.
In a way, or 3 days' time, I'll undo it in a way. Yeah. That will unravel the whole class.
It's a kid in class.
No.
It's a kid in class. It's my intention doing it.
The problem is...
What's my intention? It doesn't matter. What's my intention?
The problem
is
the kid.
Rabbi Yisai, these are lochas. Although these are lochas, Rabbi Yisai, all I feel is, I feel the same thing, that if these are lochas are not known to people, I feel bad, but the Maisa, these are very important halachas to know when you get to classes. Halacha number one is don't divide them. Halacha number two is the shield for the teeth. And number three is not to wrap it around again. I'm still mentioning if you know for sure you're going to unravel it, the person was still bothered about it because there's no guarantee that will be the case. They mainly speak about the Heintikers get very busy about a coat. You know, in the winter, sometimes you want to add a liner inside your coat. You can buy these coats that inside the coat you can zip it. And now that zip, when you put it at the beginning of winter, it's going to get cold now. You want to go upstairs and put the liner inside and zip it round on Shabbos. That would be an issue because that could stay there la'olam. And the poskim there say, oh, but if I have das intention to remove on Pesach, that's not always going to help, because who said that?
Bad intention is not 24 hours.
Oh, so this is going to lead, there's a lot in here. Lamaisa, the poskim hesitate because there's no guarantee. If there's no guarantee it's going to be done that way, especially with the child, then the child's going to just whip it off and put it in the bin. And on Shabbos Kodesh, you have done a tefira, which is la'olam, which is la'ad la'olam, it's going to stay like that forever, that tefira. Therefore, the priest can hesitate about that. I just want to finish off with a geshmakasha. I always say, I want to finish a geshmakasha. If we've got over half a minute, I have to be mindful. Yeah? Okay, fine. Rabbi, Friday night, you come to your host. You come to Chabad Friday night, you want to put out on the table, forget about it, you want to put out on the table, you have visitors, you want to put out a chocolate, a car on the table, and you want to put out chocolates at the end. But you notice that there's a sticker with the price on, it says $2.50, and this one says, however much it says a label, and you don't feel easy, you don't feel at ease to put bottles of liqueur and a box of chocolates, you make a shalom zoch or something, and then you don't like it with a price sticker on it. Can you remove the sticker? Imagine this is a price sticker. Can you remove the sticker on Shabbos? Right, you'll just remove it without tearing it. You remove it nicely. Can you remove it off the bottle? Can I do that on Shabbos Kodesh? And can I do this on Shabbos Kodesh? Can I remove this on Shabbos? Simple question. Simple question, right? Again, don't forget this was stuck in the shop a long time ago, more than 7 days. Exactly, why does that bring to you? You can remove the label from the bottle, and you can't remove the label from the black material. What is the difference?
One's material.
One is hard and one is soft. Say the poskim. Koirea and Toifa applies to two soft materials. A soft, you got a sticker and a plastic, that's when Toifa is negea. Toifa is not negea when you have a hard material. You have a hard material as a bottle, you can take off stickers, no problem. Even if the sticker was there for 150 years, it says 150 year old liqueur, yeah, you can take it off without any problem on Shabbos because it's coming from a hard object. And this is where Rabbi Yashiv came along. Rabbi Yashiv, 30 years ago, Tov Shin Nun Aleph, you remember the Gulf War?
Yeah.
I don't remember it, so I was one. But you remember the Gulf War? Everybody, yeah, they gave out to everyone, in Eretz Yisrael, tape. Now with that tape, they were instructed to put it round the windows, right, to make sure that if there were cheshesh for the gas coming from Iran, and there were cheshesh that it might enter the house. That's what they had to do if Chas V'Shalom something would happen. And Rabbi Yashiv made it very clear that if the sirens come on and you have to get busy putting tape round your windows, don't go over the tape a second time. That means you can take the tape and you can stick it around your window because it's all hard, materials. But once you've already met up with the second line of, you're going on itself, then you can't stick it onto the tape from the previous time that you've gone round, because then you're sticking a soft material onto a soft material. The first time round that you take your tape and you go round their window, that's not a problem. There's no problem of tefa. You're not called an halacha that you're sewing anything. You're not attaching two soft materials. You're attaching one soft material, meaning the plastic, on the window. But you have to be careful not to double wrap on itself, to go over on itself, because then you'll be over the issa of tefa. Then, Taka, you're sellotaping sellotape onto sellotape. That's, Taka, going to be a problem. You'd have to make sure only to do it once round, in which case you're doing from a soft material onto a hard material.